Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Jared Blickery. Rent the Runway is the latest company to file its IPO documents with the SEC, and we now have their public registration statement. And Akiko, I got to tell you what, the drop-off in subscribers was palpable. I just want to go over some of the numbers here and then get your reaction, because we were talking about this in the meeting. Here, as of January 31st, 2020, so this is pre-COVID, they had 133,000 active users, and then that dropped to 52,000 only 3 months later. And as of July 31st, 2021, that number is back up to 97,000, but that high watermark was 133,000. Just goes to show you some of the difficulties that some of these businesses have had in trying to pivot throughout the COVID.
Yeah, I have to say, Jared, the drop-off is not surprising. As somebody who used to use Rent the Runway, did pause their membership and then eventually canceled during the pandemic, because, you know, this is one of those brands that it's not just about women who are renting, you know, workwear, but also who are going out. When you've got events that are canceled, you no longer have to go into work. There's just really no need to have to rent any clothes. We were joking all last year about just staying in sweats and just changing our tops. So, I mean, you know, that drop off, no question, really devastating for the company. You know, I think that the investor focus is really going to be on how significant the bounce back has been since we've started to see things slowly return to a new normal. And it seems like at least that growth that we've seen so far in the year points to the bounce back they're seeing right now. But, you know, when you look at the revenue down to $157 million last year, when compared to $257 million roughly in 2019, that's a big drop off.
Yeah, it is. And just to go back to that Teen Piper survey that we were talking about earlier in the show, that's a survey that Piper does, I believe, every year or at least every quarter, something like that. Anyway, some of the findings from that just really indicate that even among teenagers, probably not the ideal Rent the Runway audience here, they're spending more money on clothes. In fact, that's their number one ticket item for the first time in several quarters, edging out food. So, I mean, all the patterns are back. We have all the makings of a return to somewhat kind of a normal life as we return to office, as we return to school, but kind of difficult to make out exactly which direction some of these companies are going to go right now.
Well, Jared, the one thing I will argue that could really signal some upside for Rent the Runway, you talk about that Piper Sandler survey. There is definitely a shift within a younger demographic for used clothes and sustainability. And that's kind of what Rent the Runway hits on, that it's not just a cost issue that you get to rent clothes that would normally cost $500, $600 if you purchased it. It's also about reusing the clothes that others have too. And that seems to be going in the direction that we've seen a lot of retailers moving in, largely because when you think about Gen Z, they have really been focused on sustainability in the clothing space. And that's something that Rent the Runway does speak to, even though the rental price itself is still a pretty high price point if you compare it to what teams can actually afford.
So are you still a user? Did that fall off the wayside by any stretch?
I actually did just restart my membership. So, and this is not from Rent the Runway, by the way, but I did restart my membership. So, you know, I'm thinking if I'm sort of the standard user, people are starting to think again about having a little more clothes in the pipeline. And I mean, that to me shows that they've got the numbers last year aren't reflective of the actual market potential for the company and what they see moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, use me as a perfect example. I can't exactly wear this suit every day of the week. I can wear this
people
maybe
would
once
never
every
notice,
month.
Jared. That's the thing.
You'd be surprised.
Women
be
have
surprised
to wear something different every day or else people would notice.
That is very true. I can wear a black suit and change the tie color and I'm good. I got five outfits right there.